Feels Good is brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Shop us less. You will love us at Commonwealth Motors. Hey, Ayla.
Yeah?
What is good?
So I think we all have this fantasy that during the pandemic, we could just, like, get stuck on an island. Remember when that happened to Kristen Cavallari? She and her now ex-husband got stuck in, like, Bermuda or Bahamas or something like that. They had to stay there an extra few weeks. Oh, whatever.
You're thinking it too, aren't you, Jim? Yeah.
But for Jesse.
Come on, pretty mama.
What?
Key Largo.
Oh, no, I'm thinking something completely different.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to ruin. I'm sorry. You said Bermuda, Bahamas, and I started thinking of
you said, come on, pretty mama.
I'm sorry. All right.
Okay.
Sorry.
But for Jesse Katayama, he's actually been stuck in Peru for 7 months. Jesse's a native of Osaka, Japan. And on March 14th, we all remember that day, he arrived in Aguas Calientes, the town that most people begin their journey to the world famous Machu Picchu. He already had his entry ticket to go into Machu Picchu, but on that day, the Peruvian government closed the site as well as the border to Peru. The 26-year-old who was on a trip to, you know, find himself had to find living accommodations and fast. He's been renting a small room for the past 7 months, and while he can't go to other countries, he's done a ton of exploring, and he's also a boxing instructor. He's even taught boxing classes to some of the local kids that he's met. And in the CNN article, it doesn't say whether that's how he was able to pay his rent, but I can only imagine that he made some money doing that, the boxing instructions. But back to Machu Picchu. Jesse said that every morning on his run, he would always see it in the distance. And since he was running out of money, he didn't think he'd ever be able to visit. But then a local tour company stepped in, and with the help of the National Ministry of Culture, Jesse was given special permission to enter Machu Picchu, and he had the site all to himself. He was only accompanied by two photographers who documented the experience and the site's chief. Now, this is one of those places where if you do enter Machu Picchu, it's filled with so many tourists trying to get the perfect Instagram photo. Just picture it. He's the only one in there with two other
people.
That's
amazing. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, he's getting shots nobody's been able to get for years.
Right. Jesse wrote on his Instagram page, I thought I'd never make it to Machu Picchu, but everyone asked the government in the town. They gave me super special permission. Peruvians are so kind. Thank you so much. I'm doing that because he added like eight O's. You know, I'm not just making that. So he'll leave for Japan in 2 days on October 16th, but not without a new perspective and a new goal. Now he wants to open his own boxing gym when he returns to Osaka. So to our listeners, to anyone who's looking for new adventures, there's proof that patience pays off. And who knows, your adventure could be right here in New England. There's so many beautiful spots that are undiscovered, and you might have fun doing it. So that's your It Feels Good for today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.